Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good actual afternoon. How are you? This is Mills on Radio 1. Hi, everybody. Hi, chappers. Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Hello. Thank you very much, Greg. Okay, we've got Jordan Sparks coming up and Filthy Dukes. You know what's going on. Oh, what's occurring tonight at 5:30? And in this hour, I'm going to play you the brand new song by Britney Spears. You know, she's got like another greatest hits collection coming out. She's done a new track for it, and it's called Three.
Is it good?
Well, judge for yourself, because I am now going to turn my auto-tune on.
Right.
And I will do you the chorus of the track, all right? So this is what the new Britney Spears song sounds like. You ready?
Yeah, go on.
Turn on my auto-tune.
1, 2, 3, and I need you with me. You're not underneath me, now we're calling me three.
Now that's something to keep listening out for, isn't it? That'll be at 4:45 this afternoon. Should I put myself on again?
Oh, please, so please do, yeah.
Just so you can familiarise yourself with the chorus.
1, 2, 3, and I need you with me. You're not underneath me, now we're calling me three.
Even Becky's had a go. Hers sounds even more like it. Right, listen to this. Hang on, play.
1, 2, 3, me, got my media degree, and I'm bursting for a wee.
That's what it sounds like, and it's going to be on at 4:45.
That doesn't sound like even an auto-tune on.
It did a bit.
It doesn't. That just sounded too posh for that to be on there.
Oh. Yeah, I've got my media degree.
And I need a wee.
And I need a wee.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, we were saying about Charlie Brooker last week, that hilarious bloke who does screen wipe on telly.
Yeah.
He was on Nihal. He
Nihal.
Was on Nihal's review.
So we got a new presenter.
Nihal's review show.
Right.
See, there was a V in there somewhere. And that was last week. It's on again tonight, actually. Where they review all the new...
Why would... Isn't it... Why are you so surprised that it's on again?
Yeah, it only lasted 1 week, that. No, it's on tonight.
It was very good. Yeah. Why shouldn't it be on again?
It was good, yes. They review all the latest music releases. Tonight they've got Peter Robinson from that Pop Justice website on, yeah. And also Ian Watkins from the Lost Prophets, right. Not the one from Steps. That's tonight between 9 and 10, that is.
With Nihal.
Anyway, Charlie Brooker was brilliant last week, and Jack in Cambridge and a few others have been on saying that it would be great to have like a Chappers and Charlie show where you could both just slag everything off and be a bit miserable together.
Chappers and Charlie?
Yeah, Chappers
right.
and Charlie.
Okay.
And Jack, on the email, has actually made this for us, okay? He's not just been thinking about it.
All right.
He's actually made this happen, all right? So this is how it sounds like.
Okay.
BBC Radio 1.
Chappers and Charlie. That's your new show.
Right.
And here you are.
What's up?
Do you want a Guinness?
Whatever.
Are you alright? Rubbish.
I think it sounds...
Okay, it's a strong start.
Yeah. Two blokes just slagging everything off.
It's just... Shut up. No!
I would listen to this.
One of the reasons why some older guys might be attracted to me...
What is he on about?
...is because I've always been able to speak my mind.
What's he talking
about? They don't want someone with saggy boots.
Actually, what's he talking about?
Get professionally fitted.
No, it's like if the Germans had won the war...
Do you not think people listen to this?
Yeah, why? Couldn't we have just done this normally rather than being slowed down?
Jack just slowed you down, I don't know.
All right, okay.
I'm pretty.
That really was...
OMG.
Do you want anything from downstairs?
What do you think?
I think it has potential.
I think it's an idea.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Oh, I'm really annoyed today.
Why?
Because ages ago now, I ordered those potty putters.
Yes.
That we're going to send out to celebrities to see if we get a thank you back.
For their birthdays.
Yeah, but all the birthdays are going to have come and gone by the time they arrive. They're supposed to be... I ordered next day delivery and paid more for it, and I don't know where they are.
Well, their birthdays, I think their birthdays have gone by now, haven't they?
Right, certainly we're going to have to find some more people.
Certainly the Catherine Zeta-Jones, Michael Douglas double combo we were going to do. That's...
That's annoying, because they really like... They love a bit of golf, don't they?
Yes, they do.
The potty putter, if you've not heard this, it's this brilliant thing where you sit on the loo and you can play golf. Like, you know, like the bath mat that you normally get, not the toilet mat that you get around. That is like the green, isn't it?
The what?
That's what you play on. I don't know. I'm talking nonsense about
a
golf.
A toilet mat.
The mat that goes around the toilet. That is like, it's green, and that's
a mat that goes around the toilet.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it is a bit unhygienic. I prefer to just get the bits on the floor and
then.
But
some people have them.
Yeah.
And that's the mat. Well, one, I don't know what a mat around a toilet is, but two...
Chappers! Oh, you're such a liar! I'm so posh that I've never had a mat around my toilet.
Oh, come on! What is posh to have a mat around a toilet?
You don't get them in public toilets, but in people's homes, they have, like, a bath mat and then
a bath mat.
One that goes around the toilet, like, matching combo.
And this is what you play... That's the golf course.
No, it isn't. Because why...
But it is on the one I've got. Have I bought the wrong ones?
Yeah, no, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Okay, no, but you can't... The green isn't round the toilet because you put on the toilet, so you put the green with the hole over the other side of the bathroom.
Oh, it's a sporting thing that we just meant green as in green grass, and you're talking about green as in where the hole is.
Right, anyway, whatever. I ordered 5 of them, the potty putters, so you can play golf on the actual toilet. And
have you never been to a toilet where there's a mat round it?
No, I don't think I have.
Wow.
That's a revelation.
Oh, it certainly is.
That's right. Have a go at me for it, why don't
you? Yeah. I think we did a little bit there, didn't we?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Oh, ripped me apart.
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay, so I've never seen a mat around a toilet. So, they haven't arrived. They're stuck in the post. I've got some email saying, if you want to track your order, then do it. But I don't know. I don't have a password or anything.
Let's send some toilet mats out to people.
Okay, good. Radio 1. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. All right, loads of people want to know about where the podcast is from yesterday with the one with the Hoff on. Beth's been on and loads of other people. I don't know, let's ask Becky.
Well, I'm really sorry, but it hasn't been made yet. Basically, I was doing something on my computer and managed to crash
the entire
Radio 1 system, which meant that yesterday's show wasn't recorded, which meant that I can't now make the podcast, so I'm sorry. But I will
record?
No, basically I had too many things open on my computer and it crashed.
Right.
Everyone's
computer.
Were you
trying to MSN 7 people at once?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was sending too many emails.
Did it go...
Yeah, and the whole network. Oh. So I'm sorry about that.
Good effort.
Really good.
I was quite proud, secretly. After I apologised to the IT people, I was a bit like, yes.
Was that
all
those all-staff emails were about yesterday? About somebody crashing the system?
Yeah, that would have been me.
That was you, yeah. So is there ever going to be a podcast?
Yes, it will, once it's been whatever they do, I don't know. But once I get it, I'll make it.
Were you on something you weren't meant to be on?
No.
Facebook?
No.
Did you bring a Trojan worm into the system?
So do we have to do the whole show again now and get the Hoff back in and everything because you haven't recorded
really
it?
No, really not.
Are you sure I can ask him?
No, just go to the iPlayer.
Okay, so there we are, Beth. Go to the iPlayer and you'll be able to hear yesterday's show.
Did you deliberately sabotage it just so you could try and get the Hoff back in? Because you're a little bit obsessed.
No, I didn't. Hi, Adam, waiting for his lovely girlfriend Amy, saying, I can't believe you were too tight to buy the Hoff a pork pie from that service station on TV last night. I didn't have any money on me, and he had wads of £20... What?
That old... How do you not have any money on you?
I'd left it in the big van that we were travelling in, the Winnebago.
You've always got so many ones and twos. You could have got them out and started counting through.
Actually, I need to empty this out again.
Couldn't you have just gone back to the van and
going through Scott's purse, because he can't be bothered with all the, like, 10p's and stuff.
No, so I just take 2 and 1p's.
Take them all and...
Do you nick them?
No, I didn't.
Right, no, you do, because, listen,
you can't be bothered with small change.
Yeah,
so, basically, if I can be bothered to count it, I can have it. So, last time I got about £7.
I was going to say, I need to empty out my wallet of 1s and 2s, and then, interestingly, I'm looking through, and there seems to be just a couple of pound coins in there, some 50p's and 20p's, and no actual 10 or 5p's.
Are you going to keep hold of those, then? Are you going to keep hold of them?
Yeah, of course I'll keep hold of them. And that's why, yes, admittedly, I did spend the Hoss money, quite a lot of it, in the service station on the TV last night. I bought him a pork pie and some flying saucers and some marshmallows.
But with his own money?
He can afford it. He doesn't know British money anyway. He's just got this wad out, and I was like, OK, that'll be enough. Pay with that.
They sell some amazing stuff at service stations that you don't think you'd want on a road trip.
Yes, they do.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I've never thought about going to a service station to just stock up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, actually, you really can.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the household goods you don't realise you want.
Yeah, you can do a whole shop.
Yeah.
Hmm. Also, Mai's been on from Japan, saying, I was listening to the show live last night online, and I couldn't really believe that you were actually eating the cheese curry that I sent all the way from Japan. It was so good, wasn't it, Scott? Wasn't it?
You wolfed a lot, didn't you?
Yeah, it was so good. Cheese and curry. Japanese, they always think everything first, and it was like the two best foodstuffs, cheese and curry together. Did repeat on me a little bit last night, and maybe I did have another one this morning.
No!
Lad, three! What's wrong with
you
that?
You had one for breakfast.
Maybe. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcast. Nick Moore's been on. He listens to our podcast in actual Australia. And he says, I just thought I'd let you know that you've just been on Australian TV. They're finally showing the last series of Skins. And I came in from the pub, turned on the TV, and just at the start of your bit, oh my God, I hope you got a bit better at acting before the musical happened.
That's really rude. I've forgotten, what part were you? You played some of his dad in it. What was the part?
Shut up. I was a TV presenter.
That was it.
For a show, a reality show called Search for a Sex Bomb. Here's the best bit, though. I had subtitles on me.
Apparently,
Australians can't understand what I'm saying.
That's got to be a joke.
No, I've got a couple of emails about it.
Really?
Did the rest of the cast have subtitles?
Yeah,
or just
it,
you?
It wasn't just me.
That would have been offensive.
That would have been really offensive. It's like when I went to America and they were showing the first series of Skins, all had subtitles on.
But they do, what's that programme? They do subtitle that programme Trawlerman. Have you ever seen that, Chappers?
What's that?
It's an amazing show. It's basically about the fishermen that catch prawns off Scotland. But they're Scottish and they subtitle them sometimes, which
they
I thought was really random.
They don't subtitle Trawlermen in Scotland, surely.
I don't know, but it's subtitled
really bad.
Where I watch it, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
When they're going out to catch the prawns.
Anyway, if any Australians are listening to the podcast at the moment, could you... I mean... Do you need subtitles to understand what... Can you understand what I'm saying right now, for example?
Do you need subtitles?
How do you get subtitles on a podcast?
Yeah.
Video enhanced.
And if they do, how are they understanding you asking them that they
need
subtitles?
Well, can you ask them then if they understand me now?
If there are any Australians...
I'll translate.
All right.
Good. Go on.
All right.
G'day. If any of you guys listening can understand Scott... Get in touch, because we'd really like to hear. And if you need subtitles, we'll do it on the next episode.
Thank you very much.
Can you just add, we won the Ashes, no, no, no.
And we won the Ashes, no, no, no.
Podcast. OK, get ready to play along, please. Tuesday's Oh, What's Occurring starts now.
Oh, what's occurring?
Let's have your scores when you've got them to 81199. That's my text number.
Oh, what's occurring?
We're all involved in playing Oh, What's Occurring today.
Are we?
Yeah, because of that game we did. More on this in a minute. Here's your first situation today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know, if I got your name wrong...
Yeah.
Would you point it out to me? Let's say that I... Obviously, your names are Chappers and Becky. If I started calling you Richard and Judy, would you point it out?
Yes.
You would?
Okay, yeah.
if I called you Stacey, right... If I called you Jane, if I called you Jolisa, would you say, that's not my name, that's not my name, that's not my name, that's not my name, would you? Hmm?
Well, it depends who it is that's got my name wrong.
Okay.
Like, if it was the Queen, I probably wouldn't correct her. But if it was you, then I'd go, hang on a minute, I'm Becky. Do you know what I mean? If it's someone that...
Important.
Yeah. I would just let them carry on.
Are you planning on meeting the Queen soon?
No, but if I was to meet the Queen...
I think she's well briefed, you know. I think she would get your name. She's more likely to get your name right than him.
Yeah, true.
True, actually.
Anyway, I went out onto the streets earlier and I spoke to six people. I found out what their actual names were and then started getting their names wrong on purpose. Question, how many of the six people I spoke to would point it out if I got the name wrong? Or do you think they'd just go along with it?
Were you doing this as you or as the Queen?
I was doing it as me.
Right.
How many do you think would point out that I got their name wrong?
Well, one, I think.
One?
Because I think they would have been like, Scott Mills.
No, they really weren't.
I'm not going to correct
him. No, then no one recognised me. Chappers?
Four.
Four people would point it out. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So here I am on the streets outside Radio 1, speaking to people, getting the name wrong. Right, here's the first two people. Let's find out what their actual names are. What's your name?
Sarah.
What's your name?
Hannah.
Sarah and Hannah, okay. So, Sarah, who is your favourite person with the first name Gary?
Barlow.
What about you, Lucy?
No, my name's not Lucy.
Hey?
Hannah.
Sorry, okay, who's your favourite person called Gary?
Gary Lineker.
Yeah, so straight away, Hannah points out that her name is not Lucy.
Good.
That is good.
No, my name's not Lucy.
Hey?
Hannah.
Smooth.
Let's go back to Sarah and Hannah. And I just keep getting their names wrong.
What is your favourite song by Tattoo Annabelle?
I know who they are, but I wouldn't even know the names of any of their songs.
Right, and Lucy, what about you?
I don't know any either, sorry.
Okay, one more. Who is your favourite character in Emmerdale?
I don't watch Emmerdale.
Lucy?
I don't know, sorry.
Okay, thanks for your help.
She did point it out, but then just gave up.
Yeah.
And after saying she wasn't Lucy, quite happy to be her.
Also, you made the group sound like they were called Tattoo Annabelle, which might be why they didn't point it out the first time.
So, one person so far. Here are the next people.
What's your names, please?
Jess.
What's your name?
Ali.
Okay, I'll start with you, Jess. Who's your favourite person called Gary?
Gary from EastEnders.
And what about you, Trevor?
I don't think I know any Garys.
Okay.
So, Ali's quite happy to be Trevor. Remember, their names are Jess and Ali.
Tracy, what's your favourite Lindsay Lohan movie?
Parent Trap.
Trevor?
Parent Trap.
Who's your favourite character in Emmerdale?
Paddy.
What about you, Trevor?
The barman.
Okay, and if you could just finish by saying, hello, I'm Tracy and Trevor, and you're listening to Radio 1.
Hello, I'm Tracy.
Hello, I'm Trevor.
And you're listening to Radio 1.
Nice one, thanks very much. Thank you.
But I don't think you would correct it, because then... Oh, I think they're nervous.
They even said their own names wrong. Okay, here are our final two people. Here they are.
Okay, what's your name?
Becky.
What's your name?
Grant.
So this is Becky and Grant.
Right.
First question to you, Tracy. Who's your favourite person with the name Gary?
Gary Lineker.
What about you, Denzel?
I was going to say that. Gary Barlow.
Okay, Denzel, next question. What's your favourite Lindsay Lohan movie?
Herbie.
Tracy, what's your favourite character in Emmerdale?
I don't watch Emmerdale.
If you can just finish by going, hello, I'm Tracy and I'm Leroy and you're listening to Radio 1.
Hi, I'm Tracy.
Hi, I'm Leroy.
And you listen to Radio 1.
So I changed his name from Grant to Denzel to Leroy. Still said it at the end. Oh yeah. So just one person there pointing out that I got their name wrong. How polite of them, eh?
Very polite.
Becky gets the point.
Oh! What's occurring?
OMG, did anyone see Come Dine With Me on Sunday?
Yes!
No,
oh
but I've
my
heard
god.
About it
was an amazing one.
It was, but for all the wrong reasons. That guy, Stuart, from
made
Manchester,
cry.
He was really horrible to people. Like, really bitchy, really nasty. Have you heard about it, Chappers?
I have heard about it.
Yeah.
Because my mate told me about it and said that there was a bloke on there who made this girl cry. He thought he might get in touch with the producers and see if she needed comforting.
He just stirred it up.
She was so lovely, though, and she had a really hard time from him.
Yeah, nasty, nasty, nasty. He was just up to stir it, really.
Right.
And he won. That was most
annoying. He won?
I think what he did was he went in to win it and had his game plan, mm-hmm. and that was all he stuck to, and that meant just being nasty to everyone so that he got the most votes.
He wasn't my favourite. Anyway, there was one word that he said quite a lot during Sunday's Come Dine With Me, and that word was fabulous. How many times did Stuart say fabulous on Sunday's Come Dine With Me in between being a bit of a bitch?
20.
Becky?
23.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's not so fabulous Stuart from Come Dine With Me.
I want it to be very laid back, but obviously it's going to be quite camp and fabulous. I think fabulous is the word of the evening.
Ooh, fabulous.
Hello!
Oh my God!
I love your top.
Thank you!
Oh you look God. Gorgeous.
Cheers, here's to a fabulous evening.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I think as long as it looks fabulous or tastes or smells fabulous, I'm not too really cared about the origin where it comes from. Looks fabulous on each side. So why haven't you got them out? I mean, you know, you got fabulous boobs. Why are you hiding them?
Fabulous.
Baby. This is your ace, babes. This is gorgeous.
I love...
Is everyone fabulous?
I thought you were going to do a fabulous dessert, but obviously, it's you know, it's just that's just poor effort, sorry.
Fabulous. Cheers, here's to a fabulous evening.
Yeah.
Oh, you look fabulous, darling.
Mm-hmm. That's fabulous, babes. Right, show them.
I think he might have been wearing his tea.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine you and him together on Come Dine With Me? Oh,
I'd love to have seen that.
So would I. I'd watch that. 14 fabulous sisters. Chappers gets a point.
Oh. What's occurring?
Last one. This is our new game we've played. Now, each of us phones somebody at Radio 1 and we leave a message for someone. Yeah, can I leave a message for them? But the message was purely song lyrics. Now, we've all each done one of these calls separately. We've not heard each other's call. My question, how many of us will be able to successfully leave a message just of song lyrics without the person on the phone realising what we're doing?
I've got my poker face on so that Chappers can't see if I messed it up or not.
Okay. I'm going to say...
It does involve just looking like I need a wee.
My one first.
Is that the face you put when you're having a wee?
No, not one.
Oh, hang on. Do we just have to say whether you did... How many, what do you want? A number or whether you did it or
how
not?
How many?
How many of
how
us
many?
All?
I reckon so, one of us.
One of us?
None of us.
Okay. Chappers
oh, no, seen. I've just given away... You don't...
Ah! So you got it right, did you?
I can't remember if I got it right or not.
Okay, good.
I always mess these things up, so I'm going to say none.
You've gone so red.
I can't remember.
Right, what was your answer, Chappers, please?
Well, I'm going to go one.
One, okay. Yeah. And what was yours, Becky?
None. Even though none. Now I'm thinking that I did it.
Okay.
I did it. Oh, no.
Right. You said none. It's too late. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
I'm used to being rubbish. I just automatically assume that I'm rubbish.
Brilliant. Okay, the first one is me calling Gemma upstairs, trying to leave a message for somebody with lyrics of LaRue's In For The Kill. But let's find out, did I get away with it?
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, could I speak to Fern Cotton, please?
She's not at this desk, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Can I help at all?
Can I leave a message?
Yeah, sure.
If you could write this down for me.
Okay.
Do you have a pen?
Yes, I do.
Tell her I'm going in for the kill. Are you writing this down?
Yes, I'm writing this down. Hang on one sec. Yeah.
I'm doing it for a thrill. And then if you could just put, I'm hoping that she will understand. And if she could not let go of my hand.
Scott, is this you?
No.
Who's calling, please?
My name's David. Fail.
Yeah.
Really big fail.
What was that voice?
Scott, is this you?
No. Right, I didn't do it. Right, here's the next one, and this is yours, Chappers.
Oh, no.
Me and Becky haven't heard this one.
Oh.
And this is you... Did you do Leona Lewis?
Yes. Right. I didn't ring her.
No.
No, that was... I
called James upstairs.
I called James upstairs to try and get hold of Hugh.
Okay, with...
Bleeding Love.
Bleeding Love. All right. Let's find out.
Hello, James speaking.
Hello. Can I speak to Hugh Stevens, please?
I'm afraid he's not around at the moment. Can I take a message?
Yes. Could you tell him for me, please? I don't care what he says. I am in love with him. He may try to pull me away, but he doesn't know the truth.
Okie dokie.
Okay, no, there's more. My heart is crippled by the vein. You write this down, yes? My heart is crippled by the vein that he keeps on closing.
Do you think it'd be better if you send an email?
No, you have got written down, my heart is crippled by the vein. Write
it
down.
I'm going to put the phone down now.
Because he cuts me open and I keep bleeding, keep bleeding love.
Fail.
How's that a fail?
He wrote it down.
I don't think he did.
No, I don't. I'm saying that's a fail.
He was humouring you. Yeah.
Well, actually, I then put it in an email and got a nice reply. So therefore, I win.
What did Hugh say?
Okay, this is...
sorry about the vein.
This is Becky's one. Becky doing Mr. Brightside. Oh, God. Okay, let's find out if that's... Any good?
Hello, can I speak to Sam Bailey, please?
I'm afraid he's in a meeting currently.
Can I leave a message for him?
Yeah, of course.
Can you tell him his friend Daniela rang?
Daniela rang.
Daniela Brightside.
Daniela Brightside, okay.
Yeah. And I've just got a little message, is that all right?
Yeah, of course.
Can you tell him I'm coming out of my cage?
You're coming out of your cage.
But I've been doing just fine.
But you're doing just fine.
Are you writing this down?
Yes.
Gotta be down. And can you just ask him, how did it end up like this?
Questions?
Yeah, that is a question, yeah. Can you just repeat back to me what you've written down there?
You're coming out of your cage, but you're doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all. But it started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this?
Do you know what I'm saying? It was only a kiss.
Yeah.
Yay!
Thank you so much for your help.
Bye.
Bye.
Amazing.
Right, now two things. Becky had the easiest challenge because she phoned online and they don't get out a lot in online, so they believe anything that you tell them. That's right. They're used to people in cages up there. It's just normal. Yeah. And secondly, how stupid are you to have forgotten that you got it right?
So unfortunately, Becky, even though you were the person that got it right, you said zero. So,
I'm such an idiot.
So Chappers gets today's points on Oh What's Occurring. Let me know how you did on 81199. Thanks very much.
Oh. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.